I want to add to that. So with my Center for Healthcare Innovation hat on, we've, as an organization, have really begun to focus on equity and inclusion in healthcare. And one of the things that I'm fascinated by with the model of the brain is it's really hard. Even I heard one great thing today that 25% of your calories are burned through the electrical impulses of your brain. And that's a good excuse not to go to the gym for me. I'll just sort of think a little bit more.
I like that a lot.
But
gotta think harder.
I will. But it's also hard for us to accept things that we don't understand or agree with. So we sit inside our own bubbles, right? So you probably look at one news channel that maybe has one set of presenters or a format of a program that you are comfortable with, and looking at a different channel may be a little bit of a problem. And this ability to just surround ourselves with self-reinforcing information is one of our greatest risks, because we don't have the sensitivity and understanding of that other person or community. You come to the situation, you come to that relationship with a bunch of assumptions that are usually probably not right, right? So it's, and you see it in the authority between a doctor and a patient. You see it in the way that people sort of mechanize their engagements. And then if you can actually start where that person on the other side of the relationship is, you're going to get to a successful outcome much more quickly. Yeah. So it's really that exercise of being able to do that.